your best chapter. Hallelujah. How can it be?
Yeah. I'll be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never stop. So I can be happy. Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
I'm talking about the same.
If you try.
Good evening, everybody. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You preview show. We come on Monday, which is Marvelous Monday, and I'm so excited to have an opportunity to come before you. This is our preview show before we do our primetime show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Your question is, why do I need to check this out? We just want to talk about plain old life issues. We call it just plain old life issues. We're going to talk about what's going on, what issues are maybe bothering you or concerned with. But as you know, we're celebrating mental health awareness as well as domestic violence month. And we want to make sure we talk about it. We got some topics going to hit on tonight. Now, it's so important to come before you. Now, we have to go with our brand and let you know exactly what this brand is all about. This is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country, and we're so excited to have it. I'm here right now as the host, just giving you a preview, but the team is going to join me at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So I am excited. I'm truly blessed. You know, I was listening to a song a little early, and it's by Vashawn Mitchell, which is Joy. And it was it's special to me because I had a good friend, a listener to this show that passed recently, and you know, God has just blessed us to have people in our life for a purpose. When they're in their life, come into your life, God give you a job you must do, you know, or give you a purpose you have to do when those people is in your life. So being blessed enough to have that person, the person is Joy Brown, and you know, she was full of joy, but God blessed me to experience that individual and allowed me to understand what the peace and the happiness and joy that I desire to have, just being able to encounter that person. So that's why I said God is awesome. So when this vision was given to me back in 2017 to have a series of talk shows to share some thoughts. We started off with a sports talk show. It was our first show on August 27, 2017, which is now we're going in season three, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity. But from that point, we're branched to have two shows that focus on just plain life issues. We have another show that focuses on just relationships, and then we come back with another hot button topic, sports topic show that comes on. And there are several other things we're doing, we continue to do. So we're just truly blessed. This is a vessel to get the word out tonight. We're going to celebrate mental health awareness as well as domestic violence month. And we want to talk about some things. You know, we also want to celebrate breast cancer awareness as well. You're wearing pink, it's awesome you have an opportunity to wear pink, and we're glad you're in support of the situation. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight on the hour we have from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we're going to share some thoughts. We want you to be a part of it. Now, you can be a part of the show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time by calling in 347-857-4192, or you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production, and you'll get a chance to be a part of the show. Now, if you have some things that's burning you with a desire that you need to speak, when you call into the call-in number, just press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and actually give you your name, your location, and then we'll move forward to allow you that opportunity to come in, ask your question, or show your expertise. Now, the show at 8 o'clock will be the team that will be joining me at 8 o'clock. But before I do that, I want to give you some more information pertaining to how to connect with us. You can go to email, and that's talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Or if you want to tweet the show at Talking Real to You, at LorenzaDSmith15, at Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. And you can join us that way as well if you just want to send some thoughts, some comments. If you're on Facebook, and I have to share the Facebook handle just like I have to do for the Instagram and Twitter, because we're on three three mechanisms that are live, and we have a podcast going on as well. If you're on Instagram or either Twitter, Facebook is facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. That's my handle for Facebook. You can check us out. We post everything on that and keep you up to date with the Smith Way production. And if you're on Facebook as well as on Twitter and you want to get that information pertaining to that, you can go to Instagram, which is going to be under one of the accounts, which is Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, or go to Twitter, and I just gave you the information pertaining, but tonight I am on at Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can check us out that way. We're also being broadcast or recorded through podcast, Anchor Podcast. So we'll run that show. We'll tweet that show as well, so you can come back and check it out. And we're going to do the same thing at 8 o'clock. We're going to be Blog Talk Radio, which requires us to have a couple of devices going at the same time, as well as we'll be doing Facebook. So you can be a part of it. I gave you the number earlier. I'll give it again, 347-857-4192. You just want to call in and just listen to the show. You don't have to say anything when you call in. You can just listen to the show. I'll see the board, and as soon as the board fill up at 8 o'clock, and I'll let you know that, you know, you might want me to know, and you'll come, might text me or email, say I'm on the line, but I'll see your number, and I do appreciate it as well. Then, as well as Facebook, we'll be back to Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. You can check us out that way as well. So we're excited about it. Let me tell you the cast that's going to be with me tonight, my co-host. First of all, the tandem that make up with myself, that second part of the tandem, that's my daughter. That's Lauren D. Smith. She served as that branding part of the only father and daughter Blog Talk radio show in the country. Also, I have joining me as well, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of surrounding Georgia. We have Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. We have Cameron Gilmer out of Central Alabama. And our host of the Ministress Shannon Show will be joining us as well. That's Ministress Shannon Hendricks People. She'll be joining us tonight as well. So, you know, we look like we have quite a few people joining us, and I have some thoughts about what we're going to be talking about in regards to mental health awareness as well as domestic violence. All right, let's kind of look at what we're going to be focusing on tonight as form of our topics of discussion. One question we're going to ask, and it's something you probably heard recently or heard people talk about. It said, why is mental health counseling taboo in the Black community? That's one of the things that we want to discuss and share our thoughts on, as well as you can do the same. You can share your thoughts on it. You can think about why we don't talk about mental health. Are we afraid for that to get out, that maybe, you know, I may have some issues? You know, we always wanted to kind of put people back in, keep them in the house, and then come out, and there may have been some issues that could have been addressed through counseling, and we didn't want to do it because we don't want people to know our business. You know, and the thing is, we have to be educated about how important to get things out, because the more resources we use to help us, we can be a better individual. Now, as we talk about some things, we're going to bring out some research data to support it. According to Adam Alexander, say years of racial oppression and inability to react or speak on an emotional level left many Black men conditioned to suppress their emotions as just Black individuals. We suppress our emotions, and we want nobody to know how we feel. You know, one of the topics we always have on my Tuesday night show, which is Dr. Lowe's Show, which is a relationship show, and we're talking about a difference between when you're talking about a woman and emotion and a man. And he said, why a man don't show emotion? Because we get caught up and we're more in line with egos. So if we don't want people to know our business, so it's an ego thing to us. Why we're not out there, why we don't get it out there and get the right counseling to make us a better individual, and we continue to perpetuate this in our communities, and we have to do a little better. So we're going to talk about that strongly. If you have some thoughts on it, we want you to share your thoughts. So don't, you know, if you can and you feel comfortable, just make sure you call in and share your thoughts about why mental health is such a taboo in the black community, especially with black men. We're also going to look, should mental health be thought of in the same way as physical disease treatment, with as much severity and monitoring? Saying, basically, should mental health be considered a physical disease? You know how we address all those kind of physical disease. We go to the doctor, we take medicine. And to get better, is any kind of form, is treatment. We'll go to get better, What we need to do the same thing with mental health. When we're aware of what we need to do, we have a tendency to do what's right. So it's so important that we keep that in mind, that we take time to go and get treated, go get counseling, and treating could be through counseling. It's always good to talk about things. You know, we have suicide rates is very high at this time, and sometimes we don't even realize what's going on with individuals around us. They're so depressed, and we can't see it because we're so focused on other things. And then things occur, and we wonder, why did it happen? We have to be educated. We have to be aware of what's going on in our community. We're going to talk about it tonight. So just get ready to share your thoughts on it. We'll share some very important information. We're also going to look at domestic violence. As I told you, we're going to celebrate. We're celebrating mental health awareness as well as domestic violence. And domestic violence is running rapidly in the black community. We want to discuss why. Someone tell us why. Why is domestic? We're not saying it's in any other culture. We're saying it's not. We're not saying it. We just focus on the black community. Why is at an all-time high? Why we continue to abuse one another? What are some of the reasons? You know, why? How can we address this and quit burying our heads in the sand and thinking that it's going to go away? It's rapidly tearing up our community, tearing up our home. Why is it going on? We want your thoughts. We want you to be a part of it. At 8 o'clock, we want you to call in 347-857-4192. And if you have any thoughts about it, just press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give us your name, your location, or if your comments, your question, or your expertise. Back again, we're going to say it one more time. This domestic violence is running rapidly in the black community. Why? We want to know why. And if you have any data to support this or not, or disprove this, we want to get it from you. We want you to share it with us. Now, we also want to look at, why do some men mistreat, and this is in the same abuse, domestic violence or abuse, why do some men mistreat and abuse their children physically, mentally, and emotionally because they're disliked for the baby mama? And that's something we want to talk about. We want to understand exactly interpersonal violence, you know, in our community. That's intentionally want to hurt someone. And that's one of the things we have to address. Again, we just can't step back and assume it's going to be all right. It's not going to be out. We have individuals that are just crying out for help, and we got to be more noticeable what's going on. We have to know some of the things that's going to help us understand that and how we can address that in our community. We're going to share some of those thoughts tonight, and we're going to give some research-based things. We're going to also just give our personal thoughts and our expertise in regards to that. So we look to have an awesome show tonight, so we want you to make sure you be ready with it tonight at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We also want to make sure we look at why, in our situation dealing with domestic violence, the types of domestic violence or types of abuse. You know, some people don't even understand there are several types. We know the common types, the common known types there are, you know, in regards to physical, sexual, emotional, psychological. And there's others that we totally forget about. But I've seen heard situations recently that one or two definitely will fall in that category. And sometimes we want to put verbal abuse, but sometimes we don't take that, you know, as a form of abuse. But it happens when people communicate to you all the time and hoping you understand, and they get into a very direct, very aggressive, shouting way, they go to the point, can step over the line very easy, and they become abusive. They abuse you by using language that just don't work, and just a screaming and shouting, that's verbal abuse. Now, the other common types that we don't hear of, but they are common, we just have to recognize, financial abuse. In a situation, I even heard in the past that, you know, when individuals about to split and break up, divorce, whatever it may be, if the spouse or the husband control the purse string because he's out there working, he has a tendency to cut that off. He'll, you know, go to the point that he'll go to the bank and shut that off. And that way they won't have an opportunity to have any money. That's abuse. That's abuse. And our court system does not tolerate that. Do not tolerate you doing that when you're going through that divorce process. You can't cut it off when you're the only breadwinner in that home and you consider to allow that person to be the homemaker. I know some people say, well, make your own money. That's beautiful. But some cases it's not that way. But some people can financially abuse you that way. You have to be very careful, you know, when you're dealing with money, when you're coming out of a marriage and going into divorce. And you have to be able to understand exactly what's going on. You can be abused. Or, you know, they give you a dollar here, a dollar there, take it back, and everything you get, want to control it. You know, those people that want to abuse, domestic violence and abuse and so on, they want to be in control. They want to control the whole situation. And a lot of time we fall for that, and it is just never good. So we look forward to talking about it tonight. We want you to share your thoughts on it as well. We also expect another guest that works with domestic violence. One of the speakers that's coming in, going to talk with us tonight. And I'll introduce her as soon as she gets on the line at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And she's going to share her expertise in that hour of time talking about that as well. Another form of domestic violence or common form of violence and abuse is spiritual violence or spiritual abuse. When I saw that, it just threw me for a loop. I was just, and I'm kind of stepping across and seeing me reach across, but I have one of my devices above you, the Facebook right here, and when people are waving, I'm trying to wave back at them, let them know I see them on Instagram, and I want to make sure I acknowledge them as well. You have what we call spiritual violence. You have a situation, and I have some experts that's going to come on and share how that happened. You know, you can go and say, well, it might be the person, you know, when they know you're attending church and you're spiritual, you're Christian, and they consistently abuse you about that through words, through verbal abuse. Why are you going to church? You ain't going to do that for you. And it's just a lot of yik-yak all the time. And that's not the complete answer, but we're going to talk about it more. I just want to kind of touch on and let you know that's one of the things that we don't think is common, but it is happening. Cultural violence. You know, we get into our culture about things that we need to do and what things we shouldn't allow to do in our culture. And we can be violent toward people, you know, to the point I tell sometimes we look at some statistical data and we got a crime going on at a high rate because of murder in our communities and so on. And it's a lot of time is black on black crime. And we have to look at it and see what's going on. That's violence. And we got to address that. We got to do something. And the things are being done. I'm not saying that we're the one with the white horse coming in with the answer, but we're going to share some thoughts on it. And the last one, as I mentioned earlier, verbal abuse is constantly being done. All the time in a situation when a person just goes off or either they'll go out and be away from home and come back and just go off about everything. Why you haven't done this? Why you haven't done this? Screaming and hollering. Go and leave, come back 2:30 in the morning, wake you up and just screaming and hollering. That's verbal abuse. It's up to you. You know, I have my thing and I always share it on my talk on the show on Tuesday night, Dr. Lowe show. You know, when you run into a situation when people show themselves, and I'm gonna say it slow, when they show themselves, believe what you see. And I tell you, you better run as fast as you can. But if you stay there, this kind of abuse will occur because you're there and you're going to be the subject of it because you're the only one there. If not, you have your children be the same thing. We have to get some understanding, be aware of what's going on, look at the forms of it, and know how it's being administrated toward an individual. Even as a family member, you might not be in a home, but you know what's going on. If it's one of your relatives, you know, we never want to get into it because it leaves. But it's at some point, we have to kind of pull together and kind of put an end to some of the things that are going on, especially dealing with our family members. We just can't sit there and let it continue to happen. And that's something we have to be able to talk about in our communities, talk about in our homes, talk about in our family, all the forms of violence and abuse. And we have to know exactly which one so we'll know how to address. One of the most important things I always share with people is education. That's the key to addressing any situation, even with mental health and even with domestic violence. It's coming to the point. You had to meet the hashtag MeToo movement. It's getting people aware of what's thing going on and getting a little bit more educated about violence, domestic violence, and to the point where you now can use these services to help you understand it. We just have to make sure we're educated about it. That's the most important thing, and not bury our head in the sand. I keep saying that we have to open our ears up and listen, re-contact individuals who can help us so we can deal with these situations that become a serious burden later on. Could be volatile a lot of time. All right. Now, as I was saying about education, one of the things we're going to talk about, how do we fight against domestic violence? You know, basically in the Psychology Today magazine, it stated there's more than 38 million American women have been victims of domestic violence. 38 million American women have been victims of domestic violence. I'm not saying men are not victims, but these are some research-based information. 38 million. How we become educated, the use of hashtag MeToo movement. Also, there's new research that have allowed the abuse victim to be exposed to, gives them a way to fight back and free themselves from that fear and that control. You remember, it's all about control. We want to control the situation. Those individuals who try to inflict domestic violence on you, trying to control the situation. But I'm a narcissist. They abuse it through that way, and they just so want to be in control. And to get to the point, they become physical. When, you know, I had a conversation with a person tonight about that. You know, if you got to put your hands on a person, you know, you can't control them like that. And we have to keep that in mind. You can't control them like that. They're not your children. And you shouldn't be abusing your children like that as well. I know an incident where a parent did that, and they saying they, you know, want, you know, don't raise them like I raised my dad raised me. They said it was right. You know, sometimes we are products of our environment. Our foundation is important. There's nothing wrong with, you know, I believe in firm and fair punishment. I do believe in that, you know? But when you get to the point when it steps across the line, when it become very abusive, and you can't put discipline on that name. That's not discipline, that's abuse. And any parent that do that to the child have to be dealt with. That's just the way things are. And most of all the system gonna deal with them in some form or fashion. We just have to keep that in mind. Now, just my thoughts on it. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. I'm just letting you know it's important that we watch out for things. We have to be educated. We have to be aware. As I was stating, that research is being done day to day about how we can expose ways of abuse, you know, expose victims to the way things are going on so we can address it. Give them a reason to fight back. Allow them to get free so they can get out of these controlling situations. And those are the things we're going to talk about. We're going to be able to identify some things when people become perpetrators, you know, helps raise awareness. And that's what it's all about. This month is all about mental health awareness and domestic violence awareness. We want to talk about that. We're excited about having the opportunity to come before you and share that with you at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And make sure I give you all the necessary information. Now, if you want to just call in and just listen to the show, and maybe you might have a burning desire to say something eventually, but it's fine if you don't. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. If you just want to communicate with me, you can go to our email, which is talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. You can make contact that way. As like I said, if you want to come back and check us out at 8 o'clock, we'll be doing Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. If you're on, when you're on Facebook or Instagram, with folks on Instagram, and I'm going to give a shout out to each and every one of you. Instagram or Twitter is facebook.com/DR Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And you can check us out on Facebook at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's been awesome tonight to come before you and share these brief topics for our format. We want you to be a part of it. So when we tune back, when we come back at 8 o'clock, we want you to be there with us. We'll be on Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. Let me give a shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook. I always make a point, you know, every time I, you know, when those individuals joining us come onto Facebook, it's always that first one at the top because I have the information. It'd be kind of shaded out, and if I don't get it right, I'm going to try to make sure I write it down. I try quickly to get it down, but it had already rolled up, and I can't roll it down. And that is particular. This individual is Ronisha Miller. She's joining us. Christian Barrow. Thank you, Christian, for joining us. Reginald Fred Fowler, one of my former ball players in middle school and junior high school at Cloverdale in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm a former football player, basketball player, trackster, and just another son. Thank you, Reginald Fred Fowler, for joining us. Jennifer Herring Burt, thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. Worked with Jennifer in Lyons County as an educator and as well as administrator when she was in Butler County, and we teamed up with a career coach. I was the career tech director. She was a career tech director in that county, and we teamed up to work with the career coach. Terrence Babyhead Gibson. Thank you, Terrence, out of Miami. Let me make sure I get it right. Miami Gardens in that area down in South Florida. He's our honorable Terrence Babyhead Gibson. A member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, also the president of Rho Sigma. When I was down south, I moved back, but I'm still part of that chapter, but he's the media past president of Rho Sigma, and he also serves on the regional board, and I'm so proud of him. Terrence, thank you for joining us, as well as Olivia Smith, which is Dr. Smith. She's joining us as well. She'll be getting back into as the co-host coming here at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Also, Nicole Davidson. Nicole, I appreciate out of that McKenzie, Alabama, down there when I was teaching and coaching down there. And she, at the time, Nicole had to be probably down in elementary school. I was their elementary PE coach back then. And she's in the military serving our country, and we're so proud of her. Nicole, thank you so much. Carmen Johnson, thank you, Carmen, for joining us. Zakiya Stewart, thank you so much for joining us. Carmen's Charms, as well as joining us. Mario Van Talaferro, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you, Mario, for joining us. Ralph N. Harris, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and also congratulations to him as well, becoming he was elected as pastor of a church at Ralph. I should have read all the information. Brother Ralph, I should have, in Atlanta, Georgia. That is Brother Ralph H. Sorry. Brother Pastor Ralph N. Harris out of Atlanta, Georgia. We have Terry Melodramatic Robinson. Thank you so much. I'm looking at the bottom. That's like Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. April Denise Whitehead. Thank you, April, for joining us. Allie Lewis, she's joining us as well. And Veronica Gray, thank you so much. Lorenzo Flemings, thank you so much, namesake. He's an A-O, he's an O, I'm an A. Tasima Suntan Jackson, thank you, Tasima, for joining us. Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod, thank you so much for joining. We want y'all to come back at 8 o'clock, and you can hear the co-hosts as they share their thoughts on these hot topics as well. We also have on Instagram, we have Shay_Boogie, There's Shani Brown. Thank you, Shani, so much. And it looked like Keisha Booker. Thank you so much. And I see YB Vic. Thank you so much for joining us as well on Instagram. I tell you, it's been awesome. But we want you to come back at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our primetime show, Talking Real to You. I'll be hosting that show. And I have 5 or 6 people that's going to be joining. We're going to talk about mental health awareness as well as domestic violence. And we're going to talk about that and making you aware of what's going on. And it's awesome. Our format is full tonight, so just get ready so you can enjoy the show tonight. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. All right, it's time to close it out. Now, this week we're not going to have a show for the rest of the week. And it wouldn't be a surprise. I normally don't celebrate my birthday in the manner I'm doing. I'm so happy to be blessed to have another year. On Wednesday will be my birthday. God has blessed me to see another year. And that's October the 9th. And we're having a big celebration on Friday night at Brin's Wings from 8 to 12. And if you're able to come, and if you're in the local area of Montgomery, Alabama, check us out. And if not, just give me a shout out on Wednesday and just call it and just let me know happy birthday. That's coming up on Wednesday, October the 9th. I'm so excited about having an opportunity and blessed to see another year. Again, we have our shows starting back up on next week. It'll be Tuesday, the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. Then we'll come back on Wednesday. We'll have our Talking Sports Plus, which is we have a preview show at 7 o'clock on next Wednesday for the Talking Sports Plus. And our primetime show will come on at 8 o'clock. And the call-in number is still the same, 347-857-4192. If you want to check out any of the shows we have, you can go to our web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Smith Way Production. We have over 168 to almost 170 shows that we have, with all of our consistent shows that we have over a 2-week period of time. That's for 2 years. We're on season 3. We're so blessed to have this opportunity as a vessel to get the word out. Again, thank you for joining. We're at 7:33. We have 27 minutes before we get it started up. And as I get ready to close out, I always play some music as we close out. And I want to thank you again, because we couldn't do it without each and every one of you. Either you're joining me on Instagram, Facebook, as well as Twitter. Thank you so much for joining. But we're going to play some music right here. And we're going to close it out. And I'll always give my point as I close it out. And again, I want to make sure, you know, I play this because this is where, you know, we go through so many things from day to day. We give God the praise that we should give. He gives an opportunity back to us in our blessings to be happy. We don't own the rights to the music. And as I tell you, as I close out each one of my shows, is I have a hashtag. I have 2 hashtags. So proud to be able to share it with you. Keep on grinding. No matter how tough it gets, just keep on grinding. God never let anything or anyone get stuck. Just keep that in mind. Then the next hashtag is communicate 4 with the number 4, understanding. And last but not least, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. We'll see you at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with our primetime show. Look like my sister don't want to play here. That's all right. We good. We'll find another one to play. And as I close it out again, we'll get you some music on. And we'll just move. Well, look like we kind of stuck here. But like, it's been an awesome time. And I do appreciate you. And we're going to get that cleared up. That's just my sister. My guest has just decided it didn't want to move forward. But that's all right. We all good now. So I'm about to find out what's going on with it. So just get ready. We're going to get back with you and make sure you hear this And I think it just was in my hands. I was, had it down so low that we couldn't hear.
Truth can change you. What would truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand. Give your time. Don't you wanna be happy? I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear